Hey guys, Robbie Raz here with you from Cigar Federation IPCPR 2015 in New Orleans, Louisiana. We're here in the Cabal booth with Chris. We're going to talk about some of the new stuff and some of the old stuff. And the old stuff is actually really fucking good. So let's talk about that.
Right on. Well, not much new stuff. It's kind of weird. I don't know if I should talk to you.
New-ish stuff. We can talk about the Linda, yeah?
The Linda? All right. Well, for the most part, regular stuff. Only getting better with time. Always available is the idea. But the Linda is my new proud thing. This is it's a 6x40 Petite Lancero. It's a different blend from my regular stuff. It's going to come out every January. January 14th was the day my mom was born and the day she died. There will always be 14 in a box. Most of the proceeds, as much of the proceeds as I can, I'm going to give to front temporal dementia research. It's something I can do every year for her, and it's a fun way to play with new and different tobaccos. I got a different wrapper on this. It's Cubra. It's Brazilian grown. And the blend we tweaked, still use some of the Peruvian Pelo de Oro, which is a nice little inside joke between me and Hendrick. Whenever something's just right, it's usually the Peruvian. Whenever we can't get something right, it's usually the Peruvian.
Yeah.
So instead of aliens, it's Pelo de Oro. That's it. I'm excited to get these to market. Sadly, they weren't available besides a couple pre-release events that I did, but these will be shipping in the next week or two and hopefully sold out immediately because we're kicking ass here. That I'll have a new round of them ready for this January and every January in the future. And hopefully something I can tweak every year too.
So every year you're going to come out with something that's going to have a kind of a similar look, but different blend a little bit.
Something fun I can play with. You know, if not enough people feel they can get their hands on it this year, I'll probably run with another round of Petite Lanceros. If not, I've got some other sizes in mind that I want to play around with and see what I can do. You know, there's always kind of a fun way to play with a torpedo or some of the sizes that I get asked for that I might not put in my regular line, but see how it goes and how it sells and what people think. And if I can not smoke them all, I'll actually get them out to everybody. But that's the new stuff. More esoterics are on the way. They did very well last year. That blend's never going to change. It's only going to come out when I have it. So when I make Robustos, I make a couple extra esoterics, and I know people want them, and they're coming.
Yeah, if you guys haven't checked these out, these are great cigars. The esoteric, that's a bit more on the mild side, yeah?
Yep. It's a little milder, but a little bit more Dominican tobacco is used in it. This uses a Catuí wrapper, which is grown by Kellner's sister. It's got a very unique esoteric taste. And it actually came from a lot of stress between trying to blend my Robusto just right. That I was like, let's do something different. We tried a different wrapper. We used a little more Dominican. And I couldn't put it down. I kept starting my days with it. And I told Hendrick, you know, this isn't Cabal. This doesn't taste like Cabal, but I want one every morning with coffee. I don't know what to do with this. It's just esoteric. And he's kind of like, fucking sell it, man. And I was like, I guess we could do that. So it's been very popular, and it is. It's a nice little lovely accident that I'm happy to sell and happy to make more of. And
one of those happy accidents.
I'll get them out there, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Linda, you guys, I've actually had a chance to smoke this. It's a fantastic cigar. I love the size. The blend is beautiful. So when those do hit the stores, if you're able to get your hands on them, you want to grab them up. And I know a lot of the guys in the Cigar Federation have been asking about them, so thanks for sharing the information. Guys, thanks for checking out all of our Cigar Federation coverage here at IPCPR 2015.